What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, Ryan Ripken, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
Man, I'm doing well. Doing well. I was in Houston over the weekend, and we were talking about it before you came on, the excitement of seeing these young guys not only come up but perform like Brandon Young did on Friday. I think this will maybe put a jolt of energy in some of the Oriole fan base.
Yeah, you know, it can't erase right now of what the 2025 season hoped to be to start, right? The expectations were to build off of what you've done the last 2 years. But, you know, it hasn't gone that way. We all know the many reasons why it hasn't. But this series in Houston, and we can even go back to the Seattle series, but the series in Houston where you saw, you know, Brandon Young have one of the best pitching performances we've seen from an Oriole starter in years. And then you see the two prospects that you wanted to see get called up. And then this young nucleus and this team seems like they're playing with that freeness that you hope they would. And then Sunday's game arguably is the best win of the year because it was just dominant. And it was because of this young nucleus and Sam Basayo getting his first knock and two RBIs. And, you know, it's not what was hoped for going into the year, but if you're an Oriole fan moving forward, this is going to be really interesting to watch because you're going to see these guys continue to learn. And look, you know, Rob, I think that this team is really not far off going into the next year. Everyone was worried. Yeah, you need to get some more starting pitching help. But if these guys play the way that they can, I mean, your outlook is going to look really different going into the next year.
All right. What would the outlook be? Because I'm excited. Honestly, I'm not just saying this because, you know, trying to drum up interest in the team after a bad season. But seeing these guys, first of all, what do you think of Basayo? Just the strength of his contact, you know, as soon as he came up to the majors.
Well, I'll start with Basayo. I loved his aggressiveness at the plate. I loved he didn't feel, to me, sure, he could have had his insides running high because it's your big league debut. But one of the phrases that I've learned growing up, and I think it's very fitting, is you can look at someone and say, do they belong? And when you look at Sam Basayo, no doubt does he belong here. Mm-hmm. He's ready. You know, and heck, you know, we could have seen a home run for, his first hit in the big leagues, right? So he's just got such great bat-to-ball skills, such a strong dude. Because I know we're saying he's still a young guy, could be a kid. He's a grown man, you know. But he's luckily young and he's got such a bright future. But I'll go to the future of it. I mean, you know, going back to what I just said about that the Orioles, you know, you're not going to probably reach your goals right for this year. You know, barring you do what the Brewers do and you win 14, 15 in a row and do all that, right? But for the Orioles, though, it's almost of all the situations, it could be a blessing that your young guys go out and now they just play. And they go out and play and you figure out who's going to fit into the puzzle. But I'll tell you this, if you have a duo of having Adley and Sam catch and then Sam play first in DH, Dylan Beavers gets comfortable up there. And oh, by the way, I think people forget how good Jordan Westberg is when he's healthy. That dude is... he's an all-star for a reason, and I love seeing his growth even as the leader, just watching him talk, seeing how he handles himself. Gunnar Henderson might not have had the power numbers so far this year, But I'll tell you what, Gunnar defensively has gotten better and better. And then Jackson Holiday is still having a great year, in my opinion, for his first. This is his rookie year. So I'm saying all this of going, all that young talent is there. Everything that you want is there. Now you just got to hope that when you go into next year, you hit the ground running. And if they can do that, there's no reason to me why this team can't be right back. And I'd argue they might be in a better position with this young group than they were really anticipating to start the year.
I love it, Ron Ripken. Ron Ripken joining us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. You talk about adding some pitching help. I think, to be honest with you, most of that help needs to be out of the bullpen. But having said that, man, I love watching Dean Kramer complete the task. I love watching him completely redefine himself and where people labeled him in his rotation.
Oh, yeah. And the first thing with the bullpen, yeah, they're going to need some bullpen help. But you'll see that, you know, there's pieces that you might not think, like Dietrich Enns was one that's been a great story.
Yeah, I love
so
him.
Far. And, yeah. You know, so the bullpen, you can kind of piece together a little bit quicker now. We'll see what's going on with Felix as well, because that's the hardest piece to fix is getting a full-time closer. And hopefully Felix is good for next year, be for a different time. But for Dino, Dean, I said it before, and people, and I'm glad you mentioned it, there's this narrative around Dean for what he has done. And what Dean's actually done in his big league career has been a solid starting pitcher. But I think what people are afraid to admit is that his ceiling is higher than people want to give him credit for. I mean, look,
agree.
You don't go and do what Dean has done this year, where you go 6, 7, 8 innings, giving up one or no earned runs, and going out there and dominating lineups, which he's done. So the one thing that holds Dean back is consistency, just like a lot of players. You know, that one big inning that allows something to happen. But when he's on, Dean is really good. So I'm really excited for that. And you know, he was my teammate too, so I've watched it. I've seen the evolutions of him. But seeing him and seeing Trevor Rogers do his thing, and you hope that he continues on. Oh, and then by the way, people forget that there's a certain pitcher coming to join the Orioles soon that was top four in Cy Young just back in 2023.
And I don't forget.
Don't forget about it.
And I don't forget.
You know what? Yeah, you put all those pieces together, and then you're right, though, Rob. Then the offseason, this is why the rest of the year is fun for people to watch. But next year, sorry, you finish out this year, and then you look at what you really need to go get. And then you emphasize and you think of all the possibilities that can go wrong, and you make sure you have enough of it. But this nucleus that they have, these guys can make things interesting. And I'm sorry for Birdland that it's been this type of year, but I'm really excited, and I'm not losing faith on what they can do moving forward.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, looking at all the totality of the circumstances, I mean, the injuries we've had and what you've seen recently with this pitching that, to me, with Rogers and Kramer and even Sagano's, we've had really good pitching at the end of the season now. Hopefully good pitching coming back. The core is here. You got these young rookies. The Beavers and Basayo have come up finally, and the guys we got. What's your assessment of this team now going like Sarasota 26? Like, I hate to just write off the season, but to be realistic, you kind of have to.
Well, I want to see how they finish. You know, yeah. To me, the feeling and excitement of when a guy gets called up for a day or two, that's great. But can you replicate that feeling and excitement to finish out the year? You know, the biggest thing for the young guys, and why I say this time's valuable, is that so many people have to go out and go through it. And what we've heard from these young guys is dealing with the adversity, dealing with failure, and taking that next step together. Because this young core, this team will go as far as this young core takes them. So I don't want to jump in and say that, well, 2026, the Orioles are going to have X, Y, and Z with players or the team, because I want to see how they finish. But from what I see and what they have, there's no reason for going into 2026 to not say we should compete to win the American League East, and we should be right back in the playoff picture no matter what. I think that's got to be the goal here, because if it's not, then, yeah, then Orioles fans are going to be sitting there going, well, when are we going to get to that point again? But I think they are going to be there. But this is why the last 5-6 weeks is so important. It's, you know, can you ride this momentum and this kind of playing free all the way through, and then you can get a really good assessment of what this team can do as a unit moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Ripken. Ryan, when can we hear you for the rest of the week?
I'm coming on to do I'll be on the Fan later on Friday, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, and then I got my own show Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on YouTube, Ryan Ripken Show.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, man.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ryan Mink will join us at 8:15, and then Mike Bordick at 8:45 to talk some more baseball. But on the other side, let's get into some Ravens. Did Rasheen Ali and De'Ernest Johnson audition for other teams on Saturday? They both look good. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.